Over 100 people crowded the commissioner's room at the Cook County Courthouse Tuesday to listen, ask questions, and express opinions on the proposed new community center. This was the first public discussion of the work done to date by the Center Steering Committee in concert with project manager Orb Management and Meyer Group and JLG Architects. A new community center pool complex was high on the list with voters who passed the 1% sales tax in 2009. It turns out it is still a popular project with many, but not all, Cook County residents. Many community members expressed concern over the cost of the $11 million project and especially cost of the ongoing operation and maintenance, which currently exceeds the amount the county is already spending on activities to be included in the new facility. Commissioner Sue Hakes, who chairs the 14-member steering committee and ran Tuesday's meeting, emphasized what those assembled were looking at is just the beginning. She said the committee would not be satisfied until they could bring operating and maintenance costs perfectly in line with current county expenditures.
First and foremost, this is a work in progress. Our building project for construction, the budget that we were given from the county board, a couple years ago, maybe a year or so ago, was $8 to $12 million for the facility and the outside area. We're trying to keep it closer to the middle of that than the upper edge of it. So right now we're at just under $11 million. We have not got FF&E in that number yet, and that's gonna probably be $750,000 furniture, fixtures, and equipment. So that was one of our constraints, obviously. The next one is that the operating and maintenance, right now the county, the city, and some other entities are spending just about $600,000 on these services now, or some of these services now. Basically what we're going to do is put most of these services in one building. It's more efficient that way. We can share staff, we can share energy costs. One of the things that we've always talked about is we want to operate this center by spending no more money than we're spending right now on some of those same services that exist in the community today. That's still our goal. We aren't interested in raising taxes for this. We aren't interested in going into our savings account for this. We're going to try and make it work within the same money that's being spent today.
Currently, the plan calls for a facility slightly over an acre in size, with several exterior features such as ball fields and tennis courts. The building would include a swimming pool, general-purpose recreation space or gym that can be used for various sports, as well as seating for large gatherings. The plan also calls for a walking track, locker rooms, a youth space, as well as a senior center, multi-purpose spaces, kitchen, and a wellness facility. The committee determined that in order to maximize income from memberships, the building would need a pool, gym, and wellness center. The need for a pool and a walking track were generally accepted. The gym and wellness center were less well received, and there seemed to be little support for a space for seniors, especially from representatives from the current senior center. Hakes and the architects stressed that cutting the project back in size could result in a facility that was too small and limited to be popular with the public. They also said building cost savings would probably be offset by reduced income. On the other hand, eliminating a gym, there are three at the school already, and a wellness center, there are currently two in the city, would also reduce the cost but could impact income and thus have a negative effect on maintenance and operation. There was a second public meeting scheduled for Wednesday in the West End. The steering committee will now need to revisit plans, income projections, and shave down the operating and maintenance costs based on some of the public suggestions. The project managers would like to take advantage of low construction costs and interest rates to begin breaking ground this fall. Between then and now, many more hours will need to be spent by the steering committee tweaking the details, hours that are already over 1,000 and counting. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.